The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Yeah, I'm going for like the greased back look today, so I'm just gonna.
Oh, see, I would do totally like, I'm feeling blonde today, bitches, to put that on there, and then go or like, that curly red one, let's put that on.
Wait,
that'd be awesome.
Wait, just okay. Whatever. So what if, say that becomes the norm, right? And they get like really good looking wigs. Do you think women will care?
Honestly, no.
I think I don't. No, you really?
No.
They won't be like, is it real though? Kind of like how, guys are like, are your tits real? You know, yeah. You know, like now they would be like,
I don't think so.
I don't think men are more shallow than women.
That's true. But it goes to like the whole like genetic stuff, of like, well, I don't want my kids to be bald or. You know,
I'd like a Neanderthal. Yeah, no.
I don't know. I mean, do you think? I mean, really? I guess that's probably true. You know. Well, I want to give birth to a bunch of baldies. Is that really something that like? I mean, you gotta be pretty shitty person to be like,
it's gonna shallow.
You know, that's kind of like, shallow. Oh well, you know, they will grow up to be bald, so we should probably abort. You know, let's abort this baby.
God forbid.
Let's leave this child in the forest just to find its way because it will be a baldy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of born bald, so they learn to love you. That's bald. True. You know, they learn.
I had a little tuft of red hair when I was born. Already going, yeah.
That's terrifying.
I know. It is. It's fucking scary. I don't know why, but it's like.
Did you have a full set of teeth, too?
I'm ready. Oh yeah, and I was talking. I was just talking.
And his hooves were gleaming in the moonlight.
Yeah, the doctor saw me and like screamed.
Oh. And then his leathery wings unfolded and he flew out of the room.
That's right.
Oh dear.
Yeah, man.
So speaking of terrifying, what are we doing here today, Spencer? What do we got on the docket?
Well, today we're doing another episode of
Hit or Shit.
Man, we should have gotten Maya in on that.
Hit or shit.
There we go. We'll edit it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We should have planned before. We always say it at the same time.
Okay, no, it's going to be seamless when we get this out for sure.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I'll go to work on this right away.
Yeah. You fix it up. Post.
Can't wait. Just you tune in. Be sure to tune in.
So, as people know,
I work on this.
As people know, this is where we listen to a new song that none of us have heard before, and we decide whether or not it's a hit
or a shit.
Or shit. And sometimes an or. because you know, we can't always make up our minds.
Right.
But usually it's hit. Or shit.
We're just so, just lifeless that we can't really, decide.
I have a quick story, though.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of just, with the theme of hit or shits, we've established that now there's a few metal bands that, like, want to find out where I live, you know? because I've given them a subpower rating.
Have we had more information on that?
Well, no, not on that, but I think I can add another band to the list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because this past week I got sick. Right?
Uh-huh.
And I had a recording session with this like little grindcore band, and grindcore is like a subgenre of metal that's like particularly fucking noisy. Like, if someone who doesn't know anything about metal thinks about what metal is, it's just noise. Like, that's what grindcore is. It really is just noise. So they were gonna pay me to record them in my basement. And I was stoked about it, but I got sick the day before. And I had to cancel on them, and they were very upset because they have some. Because I was like, I can't, I can't imagine like a worse torture, because especially I had like a headache and everything, and that musical already kind of gives you a headache, you know.
Naturally.
And like the recording process, you're listening to that shit over and over and over.
So they're coming for you.
They're another, and I gave them my address. So we can add another band to the list of.
Just keep a bat behind your door. You're good to go.
I actually, I've got these three like legs of a table. They're like metal table legs. I've been thinking about this. I'm like, I got those in my.
Yeah, damn. Okay.
You keep that by the door, or where do you keep the
By my bedroom door,
By your bedroom door?
Well, behind the front door as well.
Oh, that's a good call.
Just, you know,
just anywhere.
Well, not like in front of the front door, because then they'll
use them to break into your house.
Oh, you leave them on the on the inside, places that you know that aren't immediately apparent.
You don't leave a bat and just be like with a note on it.
That's yours.
Yeah. In case you're trying to rob or break in, here's
And here's a shotgun. We're just going to hang that on the wall here right as you come in. You can just kind of grab that off the wall and it's all ready to go.
It's all yours.
Yeah. We'll just leave the safety off. Just to streamline this experience.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's funny, because now I just have another band out there that. No, they're not that pissed, but.
I think there's only two that want to fight you now. This is only the second one, really.
This is only the second one?
And I think we maybe concocted most of the one of.
Triumvir Foul. Yeah. No.
I mean, I think.
They don't actually want to fight me.
Well, we don't know.
Well, because my reviews are not... I'm not shitting on anybody. I'm just being like, I don't really like it. Yeah, it's not my thing.
If I were
them, you know?
I would probably want to fight.
Yeah, but you're a fucking special case.
Oh, what am I? No, I'm a special
case. You're a special case, though.
God, I thought he was going to accuse me of being from the Midwest again.
Accuse you.
He is from the Midwest.
Yeah, I was like, but
he's from the
Midwest. No, Wyoming's not the Midwest. It's not. See, she doesn't know either, but it's
not. Yeah, no, but see, this is what we're talking about.
We looked this up. Oh, God.
I know,
oh, God,
but but the thing is...
It's truly not.
No, I know.
But
that's the thing. It's just like, everyone's just like, oh, it's not?
It's not. But it was also like, Timbuktu's not in Asia? So, no, we're like cashing these checks for what's written on them, you know what I'm saying?
Look, I'm not saying I know everything, you know?
I'm not saying that either.
I just know the coast.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, what's...
And then there's stuff.
No, there are places that you ski, and there are places that you get lots of fried food. The fried food is the Midwest, and the skiing is where I'm from. That's how to think about it, for the coast people.
Yeah.
Because people go skiing. You've heard of skiing, right? The skiing. Yeah. That happens in the mountains.
Right. Come on.
I'm from those mountains.
Don't let him do that.
Have you heard of corn before? Well, then corn grows in the Midwest.
See,
it's a big flat area.
People who are from like one or the other, they get touchy if you associate it with one.
Because they're like city folk.
Yeah, like don't you dare say I'm from the Midwest. It's like, well, I didn't even mean it as like a insult. I was just like, you know, Wyoming.
I don't know about it at all. I don't know anything about what I'm saying. I'm just saying words.
Oh my God! Okay,
but we were going to review some music or something and talk.
Why are we here?
Geography.
I forgot.
I don't know. I don't even know if I care any longer. But
well, no, it's it's tied to Portland because what we're reviewing today has one of the really very few notable Portland hip hop artists. There's like a very short list. You know, it's like not a lot of people from Portland.
Him is. The list, right? He's just
there's more. There's like one or two more there that I can't think of right now. No, I swear to God.
No, there's more.
There's that's it. There's more. I know there's more.
No, she's got a really the name. What the hell is that name?
No.
Oh, it's one that I always like. Oh, that's it. Then I kind of groan because I don't care for
hip hop artist, not Esperanza Spalding. You say her?
No. No.
Okay, well, okay, I got a list right here. No. Apparently, Immaculate.
He's not, no, not mainstream. I knew who he would, no.
Okay. Okay. You shot that one down real quick.
Come on, help me. Who's the one I'm thinking of?
Dude, I'm, oh, fucking. It starts with a D. And she has, like, a longer name that's, like, a something it's the something.
The something the something.
And she's legitimately on, like, big songs, like, big tracks. She's not, like, blown up.
Man, you're just looking at me like, you are crazy.
Yeah.
We're not making this up.
No, it's absolutely
hip-hop artist or just an... Does
Cool Nuts count?
Specify hip-hop.
Yeah.
Just, what's this person?
Well, hip-hop from Portland. I'm trying to look her up.
I don't have it. I have the episode notes right here, and I don't have it written down. What is going on here? Artful the Dodger.
Yeah.
The last Artful Dodger.
Yeah.
No. No.
No.
No, I don't care. I don't.
No, she's a somebody though.
She is a somebody.
For Portland standards, yeah, she's big. You know.
No, it is. No, that's something.
It's Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse.
They're from Seattle, religiously. Modest Mouse.
Really? Yeah. People lie to me.
Well, they lived in Portland for a long time.
They really want that. They really want that to be true. But
they had a house in Portland.
Elliot Smith, Everclear, Andy Warhol's. That's what we got.
Yeah.
They're transplants. Everybody else is transplants.
Yeah, it's not. Shins, not pretty.
All those people.
You got to get out of here.
I'm from New York. Jeez.
Everybody's from somewhere.
Except for me, I'm from fucking Portland.
Yay!
Welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
But
yeah.
Not really.
To my own fucking city. The last Artful Dodger. She's good. You should check her out. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Cool. I probably know exactly who it is.
Yeah, she's more like featured. She's more like featured on.
It sounds like you're going into it with a great attitude. Yeah, so it's gonna be a win.
No, I know. I know. Well, okay, so the one known entity from Portland, Amine, he is featured on the track that we're going to review. But the track, the actual artist is Injury Reserve. You guys know Injury Reserve?
I don't.
They're good. They're kind of more on the experimental side of hip-hop, you know?
Okay.
Got some strange beats happening once in a while. Sometimes rap about, like, very weird stuff.
Where are they coming from?
Let me double check. Pretty sure they're from Cali. And I'm wrong. They're from Arizona.
Oh,
Arizona.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely.
They're... I don't know a lot of rap folks from Arizona either.
No, me neither. I can't think of really,
except for these guys.
At least it's
probably
really short. Yeah.
No, yeah.
I mean, we think that we're rap starved.
Well, I want to say that maybe Arizona's got more than Portland does, because Portland is just, you know, it's like maybe. Very fucking whitewashed.
I don't know. Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah,
Arizona,
I guess so.
Spencer?
I don't know. I think of...
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe, like, more... Like
I mean,
Mexican
Public Enemy
people.
Wrote a song about how... never mind. Go ahead. So, but I mean, like, I'm...
All right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so they've been associated with more, like, intellectual... I hate saying that, but you know what I mean. Like, they're... they got more wordy stuff, like A Tribe Called Quest, or, you know, they talk about, like, some more, like, social issues than some other rap does.
Mm-hmm.
And the song.
Conscious rap.
Yeah,
is it gonna be kind of like a jazzy?
I don't know. They're kind of all over the board. Sometimes they'll have like the slappers, and then other times it'll be like,
I don't know why I'm making the face in the.
You're
voice
making a face.
Sometimes I like that, but sometimes I don't.
Is it gonna be like?
It's gonna be like a Diggable Planets deep track or something.
I don't know.
I won't be happy with that.
The song, I like the title of the song. It's called Jailbreak. Listen up, folks. It's called it's called Jailbreak the Tesla.
Okay.
It's words and words.
Words and words. I like it. I like it because you guys know what jailbreaking is?
Yeah.
That's when you put some other software on your phone, and since Tesla, it's basically like fucking stealing
like
your car.
Unlocking the Tesla, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
without a key.
Yeah, it's like Grand Theft Auto, but it's like in the new century.
Yeah.
You know, you got to jailbreak the car now or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's electric.
Let's get it. And there's a computer.
Thanks, sweetie.
There's a computer in the car.
Oh, oh shit. To myself, like, oh, because it's
oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so with no further ado, we're going to listen to Jailbreak the Tesla featuring Amine.
Can you turn it up special?
I'll make sure you can hear it, Craig.
Okay.
I'll make sure you can hear it nice and loud.
Fuck it, Jailbreak the Tesla. Jailbreak the Tesla. Ninth grade, yeah. Prom days, yo. Raised by the internet, final stage, yo. We could do anything by the age, yo. Dickens thought there was too cool for MySpace, yo. Had the iPod touch with the red snow. City up, but you can pirate all the apps, though. They were hacked security cams by the back doors. Nigga, this was LimeWire on crack, though. The touch was anything you could have asked for. Jailbreaking the indie was hot shit, yeah. What if you could do the same for the whip, yeah? Turn the X into a Batmobile rip, yeah. I can't wait till a nigga get the stunt in. Get a Tesla and take it to West Coast, cuz.
The whole thing right there.
Okay.
Jailbreak the Tesla. Fuck it.
Mm.
What'd you guys think?
Mm.
Maya?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that look is on mm-hmm. your face. I want to hear.
It's noisy.
Uh-huh.
Seemed like it was missing something.
Mm.
Something empty. A lot of highs, a lot of bass, no mids.
Mm.
Just something empty in the middle. Just...
I hear you, yeah.
And then when like was Amine got on, they got better because he was that, you know, this sound more complete.
The voice.
But besides, it sounded boring.
Mm.
It wasn't bad. I didn't think it was a bad song.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
The beat was a little boring.
It's just, yeah, basic. It's lacking. It didn't stand on its own. And it was mostly that, so it was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was. It was very repetitive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Craig?
I felt like the sample that they were using was super, like a clunky one. You know, like, I think that kind of, if they would have had a smooth, like, that Jailbreak the Tesla, you know, it sounded like
yeah,
something like the B-52s, or, I mean, it was like this weird, like, and if that would have, like, not exasperated the robotic jankiness of the rest of the music, which I really like the music track.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I do. I felt like it, I don't know. It didn't go where I thought it was going to go. I thought that it was going to like really like, Anime was the best part of that.
Yeah.
I think.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. Boy. It wasn't quite there. Like I say, like it was missing something, but I just don't think it ever got to where it was going, like where I thought it was going to go. Because it felt like it's kind of a mess, but it's got a cool parts, and this should all come together in like a really cool thing when it drops, but it doesn't happen.
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It should have dropped when it got like 30 seconds into it or something.
Yeah, dragged out a little bit.
Yeah.
It kind of
and it sounds like if that little bit that you played next was the next song on the album, it sounds like they're sticking with that same
song. No, that was the same song.
Oh, it was. It was just a little bit of a loop it around. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
it's like, man, they're doubling down on the whole album with that. That's mm-hmm. going to be something. That's something. That's a choice.
It's a thing. It's a choice.
Decision. That's what I mean. They got some arties kind of stuff.
And they made it, and they stuck with it. And that's something.
That's something.
Diligence. That's
got
one
it
of the
done.
Seven mm-hmm. virtues,
that's
baby.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All back.
Doubling down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. On a okay idea. Just double down on that fucker.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
You liked it a lot?
I did, yeah.
A lot. Okay.
Yeah. he's surprised. A lot.
No, I can tell. No, I can tell that you liked it, but I'm like a lot.
No, I want to listen to it again, like, pretty soon. Like, I'm going to listen to it again tonight.
Huh.
And that's usually, because, like, there's stuff where I was like, oh, that's fucking clever with the beat, with, like, some of the samples they're using. And I see what both of you are saying, like, and how it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, but those same things that you guys were pointing out, I kind of like. Like, I like how it was sparse in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, very spacey. Just, mm-hmm. like, that one high thing going on, and then some fat bass mm-hmm, underneath, mm-hmm. and then that's it. And then that sample that they were using, the Jailbreak the Tesla, it seemed like they took it and it was, like, late. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it was coming
that's
in.
On pur- yeah, it was
yeah.
on purpose, yeah.
And I like that sometimes when it... But it's still on rhythm. Like, it's just barely late, and it kind of makes you, like... I don't know, it just gives it an interesting rhythm and feel. And
you have, like, a different point of view, though, because you you know, play the guitar and everything, so you just see everything that's very musically.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, where I'm just like, I need some more bass in this shit. Like, I just want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's valid. Yeah. That's very. That's very fair.
Yeah, like I said, it wasn't bad. I just was like, I want more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. It never really dropped. It never. It was here like the whole time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I like the clever. My favorite part was like, your car goes vroom, my car goes. And then they cut it out. Yeah. I like that. That made me laugh. Yeah. Like, you know. Yeah.
Though it had some clever stuff to it, and I'm not like I'm taking away from some of the good stuff that it had going on.
It was kind of like a bit of a Tesla ad, though. You know what I mean? It kind of came off that way, and that. Yeah, and that I didn't. I was like, okay, guys, like you don't need to be like fully.
But that's nothing new. I mean, seriously. I mean, come on. I mean,
no. I know within rap, it's like it's all about, you know. Talking about, there's plenty of car songs where it's specific.
Car,
about,
yeah, everything. I mean, my God, yeah.
But this one is like hyper specific, you know, with like.
Yeah, I'd have to go through and listen to see exactly what they're saying to see how much of like it actually is like an endorsement of.
A lot of it.
The whole thing. Sure.
He was talking about 0 to 60. Yeah. He was talking about the doors, the fucking.
He had a list of specs in front of him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He was just going through all the reasons why you want one. And then the first guy was talking about, you know, like stealing one and taking it to a party, you know, and showing up and being like.
Right. You know, I got that with the jailbreak, the Tesla, that it was about stealing. You know, and sometimes that's, I don't know. I mean, it's fine. I think it's fine.
Sure. So what would you guys give it? Hit, shit, or? Or is our in-between, if you're like, hey.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I think I give it an or. Okay. I give it an or. Right. Probably a high to middling or.
Maya?
Probably.
I feel like I'm a deciding factor, because I know you're hit. It's not fair.
Wow. You don't know that.
But, yeah.
No, he was a shaking ball of glee through the whole song. You just, like, watch his body language. Like, I wonder if Spencer likes it.
A shaking ball of glee.
No, you were visibly enjoying the song. Yeah. I mean, you laughed at the silence after the engine part. I mean, like, you were visibly enjoying the song.
You guys were both visibly morose.
And I tried a couple times, like, you know, no, I was trying, like, okay, there's the bass. I kind of like that bass dropping thing a little bit. Like, maybe it's coming. And then, like...
I'm just a big bass person. Just even that build.
When for sure.
I was like, come on. Didn't do it.
So, what? What's the verdict?
I'm going to say hit, because I think Annie made it a great job on that song.
Nice. Okay. I thought it was shit. No.
I know.
I thought it was a hit.
Yeah,
it's a hit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm stoked for more injury reserve. They're interesting. I just never know what to expect from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that because sometimes it's kind of like a hit or miss sort of thing.
Right.
But I respect that they're still trying to do something kind of different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check it out, everybody. It'll be on our Spotify playlist, our Hit or Shit Spotify playlist, and you can let us know.
Let me ask you, though. Is this a single, or is this just a track off the album?
This is a single.
Okay.
This is an advanced album track.
Then I stick right by it, what I said.
You stick by the or.
Yeah, it's an or.
You're not feeling the single potential.
What would that have changed if it was because 7 out of 14 on an album? What would that...
It depends. Sometimes it'll change like what they're going for, you know, like if they have the song that they think is going to be like what I'm looking for, and that's going to be like the introduction to this whole album, and this is like the fourth song in that kind of is the transition from one mood in the album to another one, it could totally work for that.
You're seeing it as a single entity, you can't see the but if you just
albums can be albums too, and if this is like an album track that makes it kind of work, then yes, there are songs off of albums I love that don't stand up on their own. The Great Gig in the Sky off Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
That's a good example.
Doesn't really stand on its own, but it's a brilliant freaking piece of music.
It's like a transition.
Oh, she's not having it. They're not having it.
Well, it's good. We got all the opinions, you know.
It's good.
That's what we need. So yeah, you yourself, if you're listening still for some reason out there, you can weigh in on this opinion yourself, and you can hit us up on Instagram. You can let us know what you think. Hit us up on iTunes. Just review us and rate us 5 stars. You can hit us up at idtu.podcast@gmail.com. Please send us hate mail. We want to know. Or just, like, tell us how your day's going, you know?
Whatever.
Vent.
Yeah.
Or just, like...
How's your cat?
Yeah.
Just right-click, just copy a bunch of text off of something.
Anything else.
Tape it on there. Send it.
Man, it would make our day.
We will wonder all day, like, what the hell does this mean? Yeah, why did they send it to us?
We would try to decode. We'd probably dedicate a whole episode to it. You know?
And I just want
to
clarify, when we say rate us 5 stars on iTunes, we don't really want you to rate us. We just want you to go to iTunes and give us 5 stars, as we tell you to do. That is all.
Do as they say. Go and give them 5 stars.
That is
it to them.
Yes.
That is the rating that you are allowed to do.
Yes.
Five to 5 stars. Yeah. Any of those stars.
Five and up. No less.
That's a great way of putting it. Mm-hmm. Five or up is all acceptable.
Yeah. That's all acceptable. You can give us a 5 out of 5.
But there's only 5.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You're going to give the most stars.
Yeah.
Yay.
Good for you.
You're giving all the stars.
You figured it out.
Oh.
Figured it out.
You're doing great.
Good job,
buddy. You're
doing
the internet great. You're giving all the stars. Oh.
And we really do. We really do appreciate that if you do it.
You're challenged. Figure it out how to get on there and give us a top rating.
Yep.
We love that.
We believe in you, though.
Yes.
We know you can do it.
We're...
I think that's all the things. Oh, Spotify. I think I might have already mentioned that, but
I don't know.
I don't know anymore.
I don't know.
But yeah, this has been another fuck. I fucked it up. This has been another episode of Hit or Shit. I know I need help. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a good one. I had fun. Maya, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Send hope, everyone.
Send hope. Send help and hope, please. Care packages.
Yeah, it's a mental health epidemic in the country.
Yeah.
That's kind of our topic every episode.
Mental health.
In a little bit of a way. Okay.
All right. Well, on that note,
always ends.
I know. It's always sad, but it's like we're laughing at the same time. It's very weird.
It's like a mental health. Okay, bye.
Please help us. We're totally not just like in a basement right now. That's cool.
As soon as we can get out of bed, we'll finally figure out like an address you can send money to.
Yes.
But we're too depressed for that now. But that's coming.
Yeah. So thoughts and prayers, everybody.
Yeah.
Just thoughts.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.